Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, July 1st, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, we have new rumors about what to expect from upcoming updates to the Mac Studio. First, Bloomberg says that Apple is working on a new version of the Mac Studio powered by the M5 Ultra. Apple's goal, according to the story, is to release this as early as later this year. The M5 Ultra chip will have around 36 CPU cores and 80 GPU cores, which Bloomberg says would make it one of the most powerful chips available in a mainstream computer. Apple has also tested support for up to 768 GB of RAM in the M5 Ultra Mac Studio. Whether or not that actually comes to fruition remains to be seen, given the ongoing memory supply shortage affecting all of Apple's products. Then, Apple is also working on an M7 update to the Mac Studio, coming in the form of the M7 Ultra, expected in 2028. Bloomberg says that for the M7 Ultra version, Apple has been working on internal changes, including a better heatsink to improve thermal performance of the Mac Studio, as part of its efforts to make the machine as capable as possible for on-demand AI workloads. A better heatsink and better thermal performance is a welcome addition to anyone who's already pushing their Mac Studio to its limits. But it's important to remember that there are so many component shortages going on in the PC industry right now that Apple's plans for both the M7 Ultra and M5 Ultra Mac Studio updates could change or be delayed or be scrapped altogether. Next up today, speaking of those supply shortages, memory supplier Micron says that Apple played a role in the current memory shortages. Micron reported its quarterly earnings this week, revealing that its revenue was up 346% and its gross margin was nearly 85%. In an interview after that earnings release with the Wall Street Journal, Micron's chief business officer, Sumit Sadana, implied that Apple is partly to blame for the current situation in the memory market. Sadana said that the company couldn't make investments during the memory market's last downturn when Micron's gross profits went negative, in part because certain customers took advantage to pay rock-bottom prices. He said, quote, "We told a couple of the customers who were being very aggressive with pricing at that time that this is not constructive. A lot of the industry investments got shut down in 2023 because of really poor pricing and really poor profit margins," end quote. The Micron executive didn't name Apple directly, but Apple, of course, is known for driving hard bargains with suppliers, and its long-term purchasing agreements have repeatedly been cited in recent months as one reason the company was better insulated from rising memory prices than its competitors. Sadana's argument is basically that because Apple took advantage of the last downturn in the memory market, Micron was unable to invest in itself and was therefore caught flat-footed by the increasing demand for memory, leaving us where we are today amid this industry-wide shortfall. We're sponsored this week by Backblaze. Summer travel and vacation season is in full swing, and if you travel with your MacBook, you're carrying your digital life with you. iCloud helps keep your files in sync across devices, while Time Machine protects you locally. But if your laptop was lost or damaged while traveling, would you have an offsite backup? Backblaze runs automatically and creates separate backups of your entire Mac in the cloud, including external drives. You set it up once, and then you are set. iCloud for sync, Time Machine for local backup, and Backblaze for offsite protection. Try it for free at backblaze.com/9to5Mac and get 20% off with code 9to5daily. In other news today, Apple has released iOS 26.5.2 for iPhone users. The update, Apple says, provides important security fixes for your iPhone. There are no other new features or changes. Apple has also released iPadOS 26.5.2 and macOS 26.5.2, with the same security fixes. Apple says that the updates fix more than 25 security vulnerabilities on iPhone. The list largely focuses on fixes for web technology, such as WebKit and WebRTC, led by a wide margin by WebKit. In the security release notes for iOS 26.5.2, however, Apple said that the update also includes security fixes that were first made available through the iOS 26.6 update, which is currently in beta testing. This is a shift in strategy and one that Apple says is deliberate. The company told Reuters that it was adapting to the reality that given the ability of AI to speed up the development of malicious hacking tools, it needs to reduce the time between when the updates were first made public and when they were put into customer hands. Apple also said that while there was no evidence that any of the newly patched vulnerabilities had been taken advantage of, it still decided to release the fixes early to reduce the time attackers would have to exploit them. This is essentially Apple saying that we should expect more and faster updates to iOS as the company works to keep up with the pace of newly discovered vulnerabilities. The decision comes amid growing concern over the cybersecurity capabilities of powerful AI models, as a widening range of frontier labs release systems capable of finding software vulnerabilities. It's the latest example of companies, including Apple, having to adapt their long-running strategies in response to the entirely new world of cybersecurity enabled by artificial intelligence. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.